Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. Dear listeners from all around the world, no matter where you are, I hope you all doing well. We are here again at Youth Station.
Yes, welcome to another episode.
Hello, my dear sister. How are you doing?
Wa alaikum assalam. Well, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank God you're doing well.
How about you?
It goes well.
Yeah. Now that's the whole story. Now that tells me
exactly.
A lot.
The same old story.
Yeah, the same old story.
So today we're going to talk about something really beautiful, which really touches my soul because I do that so repeatedly in my life. When you face a problem, you know, the youth generation tends to be like, okay, let it go. I don't care.
Is it
it's not that much important.
Is it the youth, really? Or the other people telling?
Yes, it's you. So what is your reaction to these kind of people?
Well, when they let me let it go, I would love to punch them in their face.
Thank you.
But when I, myself, say it to others, it feels like the truest thing I have to say. Now you get the difference, right?
The edge of the sword. So, yes, it is like that exactly, you know. But so, sometimes I think we have to let it go.
Yeah, but it is easier said than done.
No, it's not that much different for me.
Yeah, that's because you're a practitioner of that.
Yeah.
You're already practicing that. That's why you don't call it difficult. But as for the one, when you say it to someone, it's going to sound difficult for that one who is going to practice it.
You know, I'm not like that kind of person who just facing any problem, I would say, okay, let go. No, at all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that you shouldn't be that much nervous about anything. Anything shouldn't be perfect.
Well, Bita, let's believe that people are different from each other.
They are.
Yes, they are. And you are a different species. Let
Thank
me say
you.
That. You're a limited edition.
I'm unique.
Yes. I told you you're a limited edition. But then the truth is that we are different. And in some cases, I might even lose my temper and will...
At me?
No. No. At let
At
it
my
go.
Generation.
At let it go.
Yeah.
You know?
So believe it or not, this is my generation. And my generation is like that.
No, trust me, Bita.
No,
it
trust
is not
me.
Your generation.
It is.
They don't say let it go. They fight for things.
They fight for things they want, not all the problems.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that is what happens with all the people. See, not all the people are going to fight for every single thing that happens in their life, for every single problem that occurs. No, there are some certain and special situations in which I can't let it go. Then I won't let it go.
Give me an example.
For example... there's this entrance exam that I'm giving for some years, but I have to give it. I can't let it go.
Why should you let it go when you want to go, for example, applying for a university and you have a goal, you have to
See, there's this goal. I was just giving you an example.
Yeah. That wasn't a problem. It was a goal.
The goal is going to make everything... That's what's the problem. That's the same thing with the problems.
It's not. There is difference.
Okay, you give
me
an example.
Let me clarify.
Yes, clarify.
Yeah, exactly.
Do elaborate yourself.
No, let's clarify it after a short break.
Agree. That's a better choice.
Yeah, exactly. So, dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Youth Station, and we're talking about something really controversial.
Yeah, the disputes were going so furious.
Yeah, actually, we were talking about the point that there are some situations, there are some problems that we have to be like, let it go, you know? And you are telling me that, for example, the goals are the same as the problems, and we cannot tell, let it go. This is not that much convincing for me, myself, that, for example, telling me that example. So I want to give you another example, you know? For example, there is a problem with your friend, And, you know that it takes a long time to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. Just let it go.
Okay, what do you say about your sibling? Because you're living with them, you cannot say, okay, let it go.
So I won't say that.
See? It depends. Yeah. I told you. It depends on the goal. And how much that thing really matters, you know?
Yeah.
How much that thing matters. Sometimes small things, and that's, of course, is a knowledge. It's a skill, I guess, to understand what is important and what is not. That is a really greatest skill to have, you know, because some people cannot even identify between a heavy problem and a slight one, a simple one that is not that much important. So they make a big problem out of a simple thing, out of a trivial thing that is not even worth it. But sometimes things are very worthy and you cannot just let them go.
But let me be honest with you, from my own generation, I'm a candidate from my own generation. And I want to tell you from my own part that, okay, sometimes we are more lazy than what should we be, you know? We're lazier than what it should be. And because of that,
I have one of you at home.
And we're like, okay, so there should be a lot of difficulty solving this problem and, let it go.
In most of the things, in most of the cases, I would say, yes, Bita, you're indifferent.
Yeah.
True?
Yeah, exactly.
Ignorant. Am I giving you the gist of the story?
It is like that. But, it doesn't mean that we don't think about it.
Yeah.
Actually, it is like that something is on your mind in every single part of your day. You are eating and you think of that problem. You are, taking a shower, you're thinking of that problem. And this is a problem.
But then still you don't take an action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because you're indifferent or you think like, why do I have to entangle myself in a bunch of conflicting issues?
Exactly. And I think this is not something bad. You have to control it.
Yes, first I do believe, Bita.
Yeah.
As for a person who does not let go things easily.
Yeah, it is
so,
actually.
I feel like it's a skill that you should actually develop in yourself to let go of things.
First of all, I think you have to consider priorities of your life.
Yeah,
you know?
That is very important.
Yeah.
Prioritize your goals.
Exactly. You have to know what is more important for you, what is not.
Yeah.
If you think you have to let go of something, let it go. There is actually a feeling in you of doing that. It means that it is true. Because you know yourself better than anyone. And sometimes, for example, you are in a toxic relationship that causes a lot of problems. You shouldn't try for solving these problems. You have to delete that relationship.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For solving the problem. Thank you for taking that much of terrible to saving the
you're
relationship.
Welcome.
See, that's another point, Bita.
Yeah.
In important things, you cannot let go of things. But sometimes, for the sake of relationships or for the sake of something greater, you have to let go of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For example, in a family sort of relationship, when your connection with your sibling is important, when your connection with your parent is important, and still you have something that is not in common between the two of you, then you have to let it go in order for the family bond. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
For a greater thing, you have to let go some trivial things, even if it is something important for you.
And I think when it comes really difficult that you are letting go of something that you really like for something you really like too.
Exactly.
And this is really, really hard. And I want to ask you a question.
Now this could be a novel.
Yeah, exactly. I want to ask your own experience in this, that have you ever let something go and after that time you will be feel like regretful something? And I want you to keep your answer and we're gonna go for a short break, then we're gonna come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. This is Youth Station.
Yes.
And we are here for our cliffhanger. Have you ever let something go and after that time, you will be feel like regretful something?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your answer.
Okay. Well, I'm not of those people who get regretful for the things they have done in their lives because whenever I do something, I give it a perfect thought.
Yeah.
you don't know how much imagine. Of that I give it.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just imagining. Yeah, I overthink. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I know that.
But as just imagining to give you an answer, then I would say maybe sometimes letting go of a major you love is a thing that you will never forget.
Yeah.
Maybe letting go of a skill you wanted to improve in yourself, but you just let it go is a thing that you will never forget. Maybe letting go of, I don't know, a friend you loved so much, but you had to move into another city or into another country is another thing that is going to scratch your heart. But then that is the story with letting go, you know?
Exactly.
Some letting go of things is easy, but some other ones are very difficult. That's why what I told you at the very beginning, that we have to fight for things before we say let it go. Because, as I just told you, this letting go shows a lot about you. It says that you are sort of an indifferent person.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? And things are not of that much of importance to you.
You know, when I think it really comes harsh and hard when it's like, okay, you're not sure about that letting go.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is a situation I've experienced a lot in my life, which I wanted to let go of some kind of my relationships. And, you know, it was like after a long time, I was thinking, okay, if I wouldn't do that, how would it come, you know?
If you didn't let go?
If I didn't do that, how would it be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
be better
yeah.
or not.
The and, road not taken is usually
you know,
the thing that would hurt us the most.
The beautiful thing is that if you didn't do something in the past, you wouldn't be like that in the future too. And thinking about how would you be if you didn't do that is something really actually comes to my mind repeatedly.
Yeah.
And I think about that, but it's not like something that we can call regret.
Yeah, it's not regret.
It's a beautiful thinking, which I like.
Yeah. And sometimes it would just cross your mind every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
I told you about the road not taken is the commonest story that happens to all of us. So the story is like this. In some situations, we have to let it go because we're saving something greater and important.
Exactly.
Some other situations, we shouldn't let go because something important is going to be lost forever.
Yeah.
So we are the one who has to actually measure things and understand which one we are
is
going
more
to
important.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the thing is, you have to find, first of all, your priorities in your mm-hmm. life, and then you have to protect them. It doesn't mean that sometimes if you let go of something, it means you are ignorant or you are indifferent. No,
exactly.
It's not like that.
Yeah, sometimes.
You are protecting something else. But you cannot excuse all of your ignorance in something by this kind of thing.
And sometimes it's not just being indifferent. Sometimes you care too much about your mental health. You do not.
You're selfish.
Yeah, you're
the
selfish.
The selfishness, unfortunately.
You're selfish and you let things go because you say, okay, this is not my problem. It's a family issue, it's a work issue, it is not my problem, you know what I mean?
Even social issues sometimes.
You say, why do I have to just put myself in these situations? Let the others think about it.
I think there is a beautiful solution for this problem of being indifferent, and it is that you have to put yourself in other people's boats.
Exactly. You have to put yourself
this
in other people's shoes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to learn how to choose. Again, the priority and the way of thinking, everything is going to matter then.
And I think this is not something really easy, but you have to practice it in your life experiences. So, dear listeners, I hope you always choose the best thing in your life, but sometimes making a mistake is natural. Find your priorities and live beautifully. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for being here with your sister. And this is all the time we have for today's episode. And I want to leave you in the warm embrace of God. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my love.